Blog Talk Radio.
Cut that shit off. Hey, man. I was finna talk about something else to y'all, but, you know, that was because I thought I had a few minutes, but now we on. We got to do this real shit. Man. Where the fuck do I begin? Okay. After I got my master's degree, I had degrees in education and technology and a degree in sociology with an education concentration. Now, I thought I would be the shit as far as that goes. I thought it would legitimize me. 701, I see you already, baby. Oh, wait. What's up?
I hope you're doing good, Rosebud.
God damn it, is this D?
Yes, sir.
I can recognize that voice, Brother D. I'm doing good, man. How about you?
Man, however the wind is blowing, I'm cool, man. I learned that from you, man.
Hey, however the wind, any way the wind blows is cool with me.
Yes, sir.
What's up,
hey,
D?
Not much. I got a quick question. I know you was blessed me with some games and shit. Listen, like now and then, I go out to the bar a lot to just have a little drink and chill and shit. I just want to know, 9 out of 10, right? Like, you, bud, when you go to the bar, you have a little beer, and you see a baby. Let's say if you want to catch your attention. A lot of times, you just usually send her a beer to catch her attention so you can get into a conversation.
Hell no, I don't do no shit like that. Is that what you do?
The reason I ask is because when I be at the bar, I'm drinking a beer, I see baby. I be trying to find a way to have a conversation with her so I can get her number.
Hey,
so I'm going to go ahead and talk.
Stop with that bullshit, man. Listen, if you can't find a way depending on you, then you don't need to talk to the bitch. That beer or whatever the fuck you doing, sending her ain't going to make her talk to you. She might acknowledge you. And if you come over there, she going to say, oh, goddamn, this is one of these motherfuckers that buy a bitch a drink and now he own her. Man, come on, man. People are way past that bullshit you talking. You did know that's bullshit, right?
I want to know from your perspective. I want to know how you usually do it because your shit is always the best shit.
Hey, hold on, man. Didn't you just hear me? See, this is what I'm saying about you guys, man. You just don't want to use your head for nothing. You just use your ears to hear, and then you want somebody to tell you what you heard. Man, that shit is fucked up, D. I just told you how to do it. You depending on drinks to talk to the bitch when you should be depending on you. Now, don't that tell you how I do it?
I'm listening.
Man, you full of shit, D. Hold on.
Come on, bro. Talk, OG. I'm listening.
You full
of keep
shit,
on talking,
D. 706, what's up?
Yo, what up, bud? What up, man?
Nothing was happening.
Man, cool it, man. I got laced in the street earlier, man. I wanted to ask you about it, you know.
Okay, what's happening?
Man, brother, not some knowledge, man. It ain't about no women this time, man. It was about life, you know. I made some deals in the street, and you know, I kind of went in more than I should. And pretty much I was politicking with a young man about it. And, you know, he just got a chain gang. He was like, man, shoot.
Hey,
he was like,
hey,
man,
bro.
You got to control your...
Hey, bro, listen to me. You talking in all this street bullshit, man, and I'm supposed to guess what the fuck you talking about using all these words, man? How can I advise you and I don't know what the fuck you talking about?
You right, bud. I'm going to get straight to it. Pretty much what he told me, man, I need to control my desires. And I never heard nobody ever say that, you know what I'm saying, a brand that talk up.
Wait,
so how
stop,
you feel about
stop,
a man
stop,
controlling
stop,
desires?
Stop. See, you guys, come on, man. You got to grow. Not you, caller. I'm talking to the listeners. All you guys got to grow. You hear the man asking or saying whatever the fuck was saying, said to him, and he asked him this. But, man, this is a really elementary question. Not that he posed to know it, but he don't. So repeat the question, bro.
How should a man control his desires?
Control his desires, okay. What I'm saying is this. What do you desire? One, tell me one thing.
Success.
Hey, check this out. Now, do you want to really have that desire? Are you just answering me with some bullshit that you know is going to pass what I'm asking?
Man, I just answered you with some bullshit.
I knew you did. That's why I asked you that. Because what I'm saying, man, you know, you control your desires by identifying it. And if you know what they are, then that's the only way you can begin to control them. Once you identify them motherfuckers and they show up here and there, good, bad, whatever, you control whatever the results are. But unless you identify them, they're going to control you when they occur. That's my advice, bro.
Man, that's the best thing. Smoke, appreciate it, bud.
You know it, brother. 216, I see you, man. What's happening?
Bud, what's up? What's up, family? Hey, look, let me run a quick scenario by you. I want to see what you think about this. So I like to shoot pool, right?
Wait!
You know, I sound like the,
Wait! You like to shoot pool, or you can shoot pool?
Both. I love it, and I can.
All right, man. You can't even play. I wish I knew where you was. I could beat your fucking ass right now on any table, yours in your house.
But listen, though. So I'll be in there, and I can't talk shit back, and I'm getting better, though. Look,
come on, man.
All right, when I go to the little pool spot, I'm focused on shooting pool at the pool table. However, it'd be hella broad, you know what I'm saying, in there, and they'd be looking at me and shit like that. I don't
stop,
really approach
stop,
them or do nothing,
stop,
bro. What's
stop,
up? What's up?
Stop. Listen, you heard of multitasking, right?
I heard of what? I didn't hear you. Say it again.
Multitasking.
Yeah, I did. I have.
So listen, your life consists of multitasking whatever the fuck comes in it. If you playing pool and bitches is there, you supposed to let this shot show this bitch you can play because you using playing pool to catch the bitch. It's no choice.
Man, should I play pool or should I go catch that bitch? Should I concentrate on this shot or should I send her a drink?
Man, come on. Fuck that bullshit, man. That's why you motherfuckers miss. If I'm playing pool and I see the bitch, and the bitch in the pool hall, she must like pool. So what I'm saying is I'm finna show off my skills. I'm gonna talk loud, motherfucker. You know, I would shoot that motherfucker straight in the corner, but since I'm showing out right now, I'm gonna cut this one in the side. And then I bust that on it. The bitch heard it. She looked over there. She could see me playing. And don't let me see her looking. I'm going to say I'm down on the shot. And I see the bitch looking. I'm going to say, oh, fuck. I done got distracted. And then I'm going to put my stick on the table. And I'm going to walk over the baby and start talking. I'm going to front that bitch off. She ain't going to front me off. Shit. You motherfuckers don't know how to play. It's too scary. All you want to do is ask somebody tell you what to do. A mother don't know what he gonna do till it's time to do it. Shit. Even though this is gonna sound contrary to what I be saying, but what I'm saying is this. Tell me how many times have you thought of something to do, planned it out, verbalized it so you know the words to use, and when the situation came, you used something totally different. Have you ever done that?
I have.
Why? Listen, stop.
Go ahead.
Listen. The reason you did that is because what you planned only prepared you for the game. Because once the game starts, what you planned might not be what's up. And you got to be ready to roll with that. Or you're going to roll with the game plan and you're going to be fucked. So what I'm saying is, when I say think it, do it, so I'm saying you think it and you do it. Otherwise, you think it, I got a game plan. You go to the set ready with your game plan, but you know for a fact if this shit ain't popping in the first 2 seconds, I'm going to change up. You already know that. You already fucking know that. So you looking for it to be working or not in the first 2 seconds. And when you say, girl, woo, 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 you know, if she say something contrary, then right there you know. Don't mean you're supposed to not fuck with her, but she ain't going for what your game plan is going to be, so you finna change up and adjust. Bro, that's how it go. You understand what I'm saying?
100%.
How do you think you, I ain't talking about nobody else, how do you think you can be, can do that, flow like that, you know, be ready to change? How do you think you can do that?
Shit, adapting to the situation.
Bro, see, this is what you motherfuckers don't know, and this is what I teach. You can't do it unless you believe in what the fuck you think. Period. If you got, if you think this about whatever, hey, this bitch said this, instead of me responding, I'm thinking about this. Oh, man, shit, all right. Man, if you like that, man, you going to lose. I'm responding the way the fuck I think. Bitch, if you like me, you going to like the way I think and the way I do my shit. I'm not adjusting it, period. Now, I lose a lot like that if it's about winning and losing. And it is. But the only thing I lose is a problem because motherfucker that can't fuck with me, what I'm going to do, adjust the fuck with her? Period, man. I'm a selfish and conceited bastard. I acknowledge that right now. And what I'm saying is I acknowledge, well, I don't say that, but people can, women can see that when they talk to me. This nigga is crazy. They can see it. But let me tell you something. Just like women are attracted to serial killers that admitted their guilt, they in jail doing life. This motherfucker got a gang of bitches. So what I'm saying is my shit, whatever I'm talking about, is bad. Don't you think it's a lot of bitches out there that like bad boys?
No, a whole lot of them.
Hey, what I'm saying is I ain't really basing my shit on that. But I'm saying shit like that is what makes me comfortable in thinking what the fuck I want to think. Now, bruh, I can't keep you. I ain't going to take you off, but I got a hell of a bunch of callers. I got all y'all. 347, I'm getting you now. And 754-701-451-561, I see all y'all. I'm getting you all. 347, what's up? Yeah, I'm here. Are you here?
Yeah,
what's up? Come on.
It was good, Rosie. I believe in, what I believe in now is just not necessarily, you know, I wouldn't say not caring about women, but that's the only time it actually ever works, and just having fun. And once you,
Stop. For one thing, I don't even believe what the fuck you're saying. You may have discovered something that, you know, having fun, women ain't that important, blah, blah, blah. You may have discovered that recently, but the way you expressing it to me, you sound like you scared to death of what you're saying. Open your mouth now. Come on.
Nah, I'm just. Alright. I had the illusion
stop,
that woman.
Stop.
What?
Otherwise, what you saying, you're acknowledging that I was right, correct?
Yeah, you're right, man.
Stop. So what I'm saying is, can you motherfuckers listen and understand? This motherfucker didn't explain shit to me about him. He just got on the phone and started talking. And I immediately seen where he was coming from. Why? Because I'm the greatest guy in the world? Fuck no. Because I'm not bullshitting. And I know what the fuck I'm talking about. I do not need to know you to know you. I do not need to be in your face to recognize where the fuck you coming from. Now, brother, I ain't said none of that to rank you. I'm just saying I wanted to use you as an example so these motherfuckers could see. I could see through muddy water and spot dry land. Now, come up with what you was going to say, bro.
The best results I ever got with women was when I didn't really care about them. And the best word I could use to describe it is keeping women at bay. And
stop.
If she don't like
stop.
Me, fuck her. I'm
stop.
Gonna go.
Stop. What I'm saying is this. You said a couple of things. Do you know what critical thinking is?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's thinking with a critique.
You still
critiquing
using the word?
Someone.
No, no. Critical thinking is dissecting what you think. I didn't use the word critical again. I told you what critical thinking is. It's dissecting what you think. Now, what I'm saying is you said a couple of things, man. You know, you do better when you know you don't give a fuck about bitches or whatever the fuck you said, right?
Yeah.
What does that tell you?
Then I give a fuck about them bitches.
Well, no, it don't tell you that. It tells you that you put too much emphasis on bitches.
Mm.
You put too much emphasis on whatever fucking with a bitch should mean. What about if you put that much emphasis on your damn self, bro?
Mm.
I'm if you put that much emphasis on how you respond to whatever the fuck you thinking as far as what your initial question was.
Mm.
It's not about bitches, bro. It's about you. And you are supposed to attract bitches. Because there's not very many real men left. So you're a commodity. And you don't take advantage of it because you keep talking about bitches. Man, fuck a bitch. Daughter, my fucking woman, fuck that if it ain't right. Fuck you and fuck what you thinking. I'm like that. With my daughter. Because it ain't about some motherfucker thing unless they're thinking right shit. If I agree to drive your car, I have thoughts about where you're going to drive to, right or wrong.
Yeah, I agree.
When I do that, I got to drive. I'm not saying and once I make that decision in my mind, I'm not going to really question what you're doing unless I see jeopardy. I mean, shit can be hairy. Man, I ain't never been this kind of shit. But I'm going to keep out my shit. And I'm going to say, this is just some shit I hadn't experienced. Woo-woo. Now, I didn't experience it. We out of it, blah, blah. Situation. Nigga, please, let me out. You got to get out the car. And you motherfuckers don't know that. You're going to ride it till it kills you. That's just my opinion. So I'm 216, you still on 347, I'm going to leave you on, but I got to go to 336. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, man? What's good with you?
I'm good. What's up with you?
Quick question for you, man. You ever get discouraged in the game when it come to talking to bitches and constantly getting, you know what I'm saying, the wrong energy and this
hey,
shit
hold on.
Happen
stop,
over
stop,
and over?
Stop. I already know your question, and I'm going to answer it. You know, I'm not a gambler. But let me tell you something. Every day, damn it, since I've been here in Vegas, I take $20 and go do whatever I call myself gambling. Now, a real gambler wouldn't do no shit like that. He might take 20 if that's what he got. But he going to take whatever he want to gamble with when he going to gamble. So what I'm saying is that situation you brought up in gambling is the same to me. Otherwise, man, I'm going to figure out what I want to do, and that's what I'm doing, and when I do it, I'm done. Man, you got too much going on, man, all that shit going on in the background. That ain't you. Hold on. Oh, that's you, 336. Okay, 336, you got so much going on in the background. Any motherfucking way,
yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying. You're saying it's like gambling. You know what I'm saying? You go up and talk to a bitch. It's like Steve Dean. He say, put your bid in, pretty much.
Hey, wait. Stop. You didn't eliminate yourself from even being able to talk to me, being mentioning some sucker like Steve Dean. Steve Dean.
I thought he was your boy.
He. Me and him was friends. Until I found out how fake he was, the nigga don't go hard on shit. He only go hard on dudes. He don't go hard on principles. He adjusts. He adjusts to whatever some motherfucker is saying. And what I'm saying is, fuck you, fuck what you think when it comes to what I'm saying. That's the big difference. This motherfucker wanna, any and everybody can do it. No, motherfucker, only a certain motherfucker could do this shit. How you gonna say anybody? How you gonna say anybody could be the world record holder of the fucking 100-yard dash?
Yeah, but do what exactly?
What did you just say, man?
You said that everybody can't do this. I'm saying do what?
Be the motherfucker that you guys talking about being.
Come on, fucking bitch.
Come on, man. Hey, man, stop. Listen. I said to you, or I was saying to you, everybody can't have the world record in the 100-yard dash. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
So who can have it?
Probably the guy who's fit for the winning the race and shit.
Hey, stop. That's your problem. You full of shit. You a scary motherfucker, and you won't even say what you think. You're going to try to be politically correct, and you're going to make sure everything you think and say is acceptable to everybody that's in earshot. And fuck you. You a punk.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. You heard me say it. I wasn't whispering, was I?
Nah, man. I'm just trying to figure this shit out, man. Fuck all the
bullshit. No, man. No. You trying to hear some
shit.
You trying to hear some shit to reinforce the bullshit you think. Period.
What you know about Tariq Nasheed?
What do I know about what?
What you know about Tariq Nasheed?
Tariq Nasheed? Hella shit. Tariq can tell you he got hella game for me. Tariq can tell you he used to troll the fucking elevator I lived in because we lived in the same building. And he would quiz me. Tariq Nasheed got a lot of game from me, but Tariq Nasheed was sharp. He was making me see that he was a young motherfucker that was trying to do something. He wanted to write this book, which was The Art of Macking, but he didn't tell me nothing about it. I found all this later. You know, we'd be talking, and he knew I was a pimp nigga, and I'd be saying shit to him. You know, woo woo, you know, man, fuck a bitch, man, woo, whatever I would be saying. But he took it, and he put it as information about Mackin, which I don't agree with, because Tariq is really the reason all you stupid motherfuckers think you can be a pimp. Because he wrote those books and made it seem so anybody can do it. But what
so
I'm
what
saying
is, it?
Is,
what is it?
I respect
is
that
it mouthpiece?
What?
Is it mainly mouthpiece, or is it mindset, or is it charisma? What the fuck is it exactly?
As far as what is it you're asking about?
As far as Mackin in the game, doing what you want to do in the game, all that shit.
Wait, man.
Damn, man.
Why do you think you didn't try to be a professional football player?
Opportunity.
No, because you knew you wasn't good enough to be a professional football player. You knew only certain motherfuckers are good enough to be professional. And no matter
Ho, that's bullshit. You can't tell me what I think, nigga.
Hey, man. I'm finna mute you. Hey, bro, I'm finna mute you right now because I ain't going to let you cut me off.
You mad
because
I'm spitting real talk. We're talking real talk.
Bro, I can tell you what you're thinking because I'm listening to you. So hold on and see if you agree or not. Because what I'm saying, if you got the skills, not only are some coach or whoever the fuck going to be telling you that, but you're going to be thinking that. And you're going to want to do it. So if you pursue it and you make it, then fine. But if you pursue it and don't make it, you have learned that it ain't for everybody. And what I'm saying is, when it's not for you and you don't accept it, that's where the problem comes. Now, you fucking asshole 336, I got you back on. Now what?
I mean, I agree. I agree. You know what I mean? Like,
stop,
if the shit ain't for
stop.
You.
So let me cut you off because you won't stop. But what I'm saying, didn't I say before I even cut you off that when I get you saying what I was saying, finna say, you was going to agree? So what I'm saying is that means if you were to shut your fucking mouth from the beginning, I could have just made my point smoothly and you would have got it. But no, you want to interrupt it with your bullshit. That's why you full of shit. And I know it. And I ain't scared to say it. Now you can talk now, dude.
All right, man. Like I said before, I agree with the whole if the shit ain't for you. Sometimes you just got to accept that. I agree with that. But at the same time, I feel like there's an ass for every seat. You know what I mean? The sun shine on the dog ass every now and again. You know what I'm saying? A motherfucker may luck up into some pussy. You know what I mean? If that's your goal. You know what I mean? But
okay, like you said, I
want to attract
women. Wait. You done made all those sayings. You done made all those references to what? What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm talking about as far as doing whatever the fuck you want to do in the game. Whatever the fuck your goal is in the game, how you go about it, how you do it, if you're even able to do it.
Let me ask you a question. Let's say you wanted to be whatever about it. And your motherfucking ass is saying this goddamn shit you're saying right now. Do you think you would ever be about it? No, you wouldn't. Because the motherfuckers that's about it go out there and be about it. Then they
oh, trust me, I am, man.
Can you be quiet, please? Not only do they go out there and be about it, They go out there and accept whatever it has to offer. But see, you're the kind of guy, you know, want to find a safe passage. That's why as soon as you get out there, you're going to get ran over. And whatever you was finna say about being out, whatever you finna say about being out there, I'm going to take exactly what you say and show you how you ain't out there. So don't come fucking with me. Well, say something then.
Okay. Listen, I'm the way I am because I don't accept losing. I don't accept losing. I don't think fucking bitches is this great fucking magical fucking thing. I think bitches, nigga, bitches ain't something that you got to dedicate your whole life trying to fucking figure out. But at the same time, niggas do because they never understand what the fuck they doing and why the fuck they doing.
Wow, besides all the cussing, you said a couple of things that was all right. So let me ask you this. If you really believe what you just said, what the fuck are you doing on the phone?
Because, man, I'm talking to a pimp.
Stop. That's not a reason to be on here. The only reason you should be on here is because of whatever you think you can gain from talking to me. But that's not the reason you're on here. You on here to express what you think. And when I express what I think, if it's not going along with what you think, you want to talk about whatever the fuck it is to make you believe what you think. Yet,
no,
I ain't calling into your show. You calling into mine. So
yeah,
to me,
I want a clear
no,
answer.
Listen, stop, man. Listen. To me, you should get a show. You should get a channel and spout all this goddamn bullshit you believe the people that's on the channel listening. And let's see how many listeners you get, you fucking fool. You a fool. You are a fool. You don't give a fuck.
Why?
That's
why?
You don't
why?
Give a fuck. I'm trying to tell
why?
You to shut up. If you would shut the fuck up, I would tell you.
All right, go ahead.
You don't give a fuck what's right or wrong. You just give a fuck about not getting punked off.
I ain't gonna let that nigga punk me off. Nigga gonna make me change my mind.
Don't change your mind, motherfucker. And guess what? I'll do this. You don't call back, motherfucker. Hey, I don't need you motherfuckers to call in. If you want something, wait a minute, I'll take it back. I do need you motherfuckers to call in. But when you call in, don't think I'm going to go for your shit. Cause you called in. Ain't that a bitch? 863, what's up?
Hey, bud. Hey, I'm just calling in to tell you, man, you're going to have these deal-making, you know what I'm saying,
yeah,
shortcut looking for, hoping you slip up and give up some free game. You know what I'm saying? That's all they're calling for. And it's obvious, but they don't understand that, you know what I'm saying, you sharper than that. And they just going to keep making themselves look dumb. But you know what I'm saying? I just called in to tell you I appreciate you. Keep doing what you're doing, OG.
You know it, man. Thanks. Hold on 1 second, man.
Yes, sir.
You got to hold on. I'm by myself and somebody at the door. Yeah. I'm sorry, you guys. Okay, but I'm back. Hey, 701, that's D. D, I'm not fucking with you unless you really come with your courses. Come on.
What was that?
D, I got a gang of motherfuckers on here, man. Come on.
But, like I said, man, I just need your help on that, man. I told you I'd be at the bar and shit, man. I just want to know what's a good move to make, man, if I see baby having a beer.
D, you ain't got my shit. That's why all these years you're asking the same shit over and over and over. Motherfuckers, you need to do what the fuck you think, period, about any goddamn thing. Now, I already done told you that. For 4 years, you one of them motherfuckers. You take the short bus, D. Matter of fact,
I love you, bud.
D, you take the bus that only got seats for three people. You and two other crazy motherfuckers.
Love you, man. Love you, man.
Love you too, goddammit. 754, what's up?
What's going on, bud?
None. What's happening with you, brother?
I'm chilling, chilling. I just wanted to call in and give you props about that Kings. That movie was cold, man.
Well, man, we started it a couple of years ago and some shit happened, but we finna finish it now, man. Just stay tuned.
Definitely, thanks. Definitely.
561, what's up? What's up? 404, what's up?
What's going on, bud? This is Earl.
Earl, what's happening?
Man, I called in to tell you everything you literally been talking about. I had a chance to meet up with Jonathan Gentry today. And we did all that. And me and him was sitting at a Ruby Tuesday. And we literally did everything you just talked about and one thing didn't even realize we were doing it.
What's that reiterated?
All this shit that you teach, it proves itself when a motherfucker stand on their nuts to come here and get it for themselves.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. I know it and you know it. And now some of these motherfuckers that's hearing you attest to it might believe it. And I might see them next semester. You got anything else?
Yeah, I'm going to literally break down how it happened.
Go ahead.
Me and Jonathan were sitting, we were sitting at Ruby Tuesday's eating, and we were just kicking game. We didn't realize these women was listening to us talk. So all Jonathan did, every woman that he wanted to holler at, he just invited her to come sit down with us. When I tell you them women cream like we just was over there whispering in their ear and stuff, it wasn't even funny. All because we invited them to just come sit down with us. All right, and then what you said about how women like the asshole.
Hey, so man, the thing about it, something you would deem impossible just happens soon as you try to do it, because you never would have tried to do it, so you would keep thinking it's impossible. But now you know, Earl, everything you think in that aura, see, that's the aura, Earl. You can't use your aura. Your aura just fucking shows and people are attracted to it. And you can tell. And all you do is invite them in. That's a dope, bro.
That's literally what happened. Now, when Jonathan was kicking to, he kicked the same thing to multiple women, and they all heard it. But it's all like they was all waiting their turn. So the second
because you can say, come see the cat to five women, and they're going to hear what you said differently.
And that's exactly what I was getting at. When Jonathan told the second chick come sit down, I forgot what she said, talking about the reason why she wasn't going to do it. I said, well, hell, maybe the chair just need a woman's touch. That maybe need to come test that theory out. And then she tried to talk to that. Jonathan went straight asshole on and said, I didn't say come touch the chair. I said come sit your ass down. She creamed on that shit. And that's what I learned.
Earl, I told you that women, for some reason, like assholes. You be an ass. Fuck you, bitch. You ain't got to say that, but that's your attitude. Fuck you, bitch. Them motherfuckers fucking with you. Hey, I got a lot of people, Earl, so let me keep going. 9545, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, man?
Nine,
I was calling about, she liked
pick your brain a little bit, just ask you what you would tell your 23-year-old son, like some advice, you know? Just pitch some at me.
Well,
like your number
what?
One advice.
23-year-old son about what? Advice about what?
About life. Just life in general, just self-development pretty much.
Well, man, that's too general, but what I would tell him as far as that go, man, ain't nothing coming to you. Ain't you know, if you're one of those dudes that just want it, you're going to be wanting it for like 30 or 40 years. Whereas if you're a go-getter and you decide what you want, you're going to go get it if you really want it. But if you just want it because, you know, people say you should have this, that, and the other, no, that ain't going to do you no good. Determination. Fucking no procrastination and doing what the fuck you think when you think it. Now, your son, 23, you got to groom him with that last one because he may or may not understand the power in that. But doing what you think when you think it, you're utilizing the purest thought about whatever you're dealing with because your second thought is going to include all of the bullshit that you've experienced with whatever you're thinking about. See, so your first thought is pure. The second one is deluded. That's me.
I got it. And that makes a lot of sense, you know, because sometimes you start overthinking and then you kind of just do the wrong thing, you know. I had a couple things like that go happen before. But that was it, you know. Other question. What other book would you advise I read? I already read your book. I read a couple other books. And your number one favorite book you think you can throw at me that I can look up and start reading?
Dude, I don't know what you think, but, man, Fears, F-E-A-R-S, False Evidence Appearing Real Syndrome, that's a good book. And that author is yours truly. Matter of fact, hit me, man, 945, hit me on my motherfucking email, askrosewood@gmail.com. Make sure you put your entire phone number in it. Don't say it. Just put it in there. And I'm going to send you that book free, bro.
All right, man. Appreciate that. I really do, man. Like I said, I read the other book. I loved it, and I started looking more into you. So I went on YouTube, found your channel, and I've been trying to keep up with you, and hopefully I can join you one of these semesters.
For sure, brother. Be cool. All right, 706, what's up with you?
Man, cool. And wonder if I can get a SWU final exam off the street.
SWU final exam off the street? Nah, bro. You got to be an SWU to get an SWU exam.
Man, I can't get no exam, bud. Come on, man. I've been studying, bro.
You can't get nothing from SWU, man. How would I do? How would the people that pay me $1,500, how would they feel with me giving you some shit that they paid for?
No. I don't want you to give me now. I just want the test.
The test?
Yeah. It's like a pre-exam, bud.
The test is
like
part of the
exam.
Bro, the test is part of the curriculum. And if you want the curriculum, go to my site, rosebloodtheauthor.com. Hey, 347, what's going on?
Hey, we're good, Rose.
Nothing was happening with you, brother.
Nah, this the same kid who came to the realization of not putting emphasis on women too much and putting that shit on myself.
Okay, so what's up?
Yeah, you absolutely right, man. I just said ain't really much to say. You absolutely right.
Well, once you realize that, man, fuck with me, man. Hit my email and talk about whatever situation you got going on. If you want to hook up with Sidewalk University, let's do it.
Okay.
All right. 682, what's up?
Professor Rose Burr, what's the damn deal?
Nothing, bro. What's happening with you?
Oh, man, I'm cooling. This is Broderick White.
Broderick White?
Yes, sir. Recent grad of SWU.
I was just going to say, my recent graduate?
You fucking know it. Yeah, I had to call in, man. I heard, you know, Earl is wanted front of me out and posed me to come join SWU. So So when I heard my boy Earl on there, I said, God damn, we got to show these boys what this SWU is all about. Now, he's been talking about that aura. Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
Oh, he was talking about that aura with him and Jonathan Gentry at the Ruby Tuesday. Now, not only is this aura very, very attracting to women, it's very attracting to anybody you encounter. Case in point, and I'm going to be quick because I had another call coming in, and I'm going to let everybody get on. I stopped. You know, y'all know I drive these trucks. So I stopped. I got some shit from a cooler, and I was getting some shit from my truck. And I approached the cashier, the lady, and you know what I'm saying? I gave my pleasantries and stuff like that, and she ended up missing to scan the item that I got from my truck. And I say, damn, baby, you didn't see that right there? And she say, oh, no, you know what? I didn't see it. And she stuck that motherfucker in my bag for free. So what I say is this aura works for you in multiple different ways. So if anybody listening wants to call
that, Broderick, not only that, you said earlier that it don't only work for women. It works on anybody because that aura is like, if you just imagine, it's like a certain perimeter around you, whatever it is, let's say it's 3 feet, 5 feet, I don't know, but it's all the way around you. Anybody in that distance, anybody that can hear you, it might be more than it. I'm just using that as an example. But anybody that can hear you, they're going to be affected by that aura. They're going to be attracted to you because of the positivity that matches your demeanor. They're just going to go for it. That's what's up, man.
Absolutely.
Roger, and I got your shit coming, goddammit, and I think it's going to be here this weekend, but I ain't going to say for sure. But I know next weekend it'll be here.
That's a bitch. You know I'm waiting on the line for it. I can't wait to rock it, too.
All right, brother. Be cool. 843, what's going on?
What's up, Rosebud?
I just wanted to ask,
when is the next semester start?
October.
All right. That's a bet. That's all I wanted to ask, man. I appreciate you.
All right. Be cool. 706, what's happening?
Man, I'm sorry about that, man. Ain't no disrespect, but back to Desires, bro. Help me out, man. What's your take on Desires?
What's my take on what?
Desires.
What do you mean, what's my take on them?
Like, you know, I'm still kind of confused, man. I'm trying to get you cleared up for me. It's like, sometimes you got to say no to your desires, and sometimes you got to say yeah, but it's like, where you draw that thin line at?
Man, you don't draw a line with that, man. You make decisions, and that's not a line. That's something that happens when it happens. It occurs. That's real time. A line is something you could predict, and this or that is going to happen, and blah, blah, blah. No, what we doing and desires and fulfilling them or going after them or denying them is all about the moment. And unless you believe in who the fuck you are, you ain't going to believe what you think about the moment, so you ain't going to never make those decisions. You just going to think about
it. See, that's what it really is. Desire mostly relate closer to decision, man. That's why I was getting tripped up with life. With the decision on your part, what I learned from you, yo, that's perfect. I appreciate it, bro.
All right, man, that's what's up. Is this Earl? You calling back in, Earl?
Yeah, I just want to ask you if I can make an announcement to the graduates, as I heard another graduate call in.
That was Broderick. Go ahead.
Yeah, all the graduates that's not in the council, y'all need to reach out to Cam so y'all can join the council. Because this SWU don't stop
for
us.
The Council of Extraordinary Gentlemen. That's the graduates.
Yes. Yeah, it don't stop for us. This is about to be our second time. We finna put ourselves back through the SWU course. And this time
hey.
We want all the graduates.
Hey, that's Go what's ahead. Up, Earl. No, that's what's up, man. I'm glad you made that announcement.
Yeah, we don't want to do it by ourselves this time. All the graduates, if you ain't reached out, Y'all need to reach out by the end of the month because we starting to back up and we finna do the course over again.
All right, for sure. Hey, 216, you've been on there all this time. What you got to say, bro? You've been hearing a lot of shit kicked.
Man, listen, I've just been soaking it up. But listen, give me like two tips on how to be better at shooting pool, man.
Two tips on being better at shooting pool. First of all, your elbow, me personally, I let it rest on my side. So then I never increase or decrease that pressure on my side. While I'm stroking, that lets me know I'm stroking straight. And then as far as getting down on my shot, man, you got to get all the way down on your motherfucking shot. I mean, some people can shoot kind of looking over the top of the ball and shit. But no, I get all the way down. And once you do, you got to be straight beam line. That's 2 points, bro.
For sure, I'm doing that tonight. Good looking.
You know it. Hey, 404, I see you. You ain't Earl either. What's happening? 404, you just came on. What's up?
Hello?
Yeah, you on. What's happening?
Hey, AOG, I wanted to ask you, hey, what was the thing you said the other day about, like, how I'm always, like, it was this dude, he tried to call you and argue down, and you was like, I'm always right, but the way you were saying it, it made a lot of sense, but I wanted to hear, like, what you had said on that again. That was cool.
Bro, that's too vague, man, but as far as always being right, I always believe in what I'm saying, and I know that I think of whatever's going on in my life more than I think about what's going on in your life. So everything that I'm talking about and responding to has something to do with me, and I know everything about me better than I am, motherfucker. So I'm always right. Even when I'm wrong, I'm right, because I know good and well that somebody showed me I'm wrong, I'm going to change. Wrong just means your answer is not the correct answer. Wrong, as far as you having an answer, don't mean you're wrong. It just means you chose the wrong answer. And what makes you right is that you're able to adjust and see the truth.
Okay, definitely. Definitely.
All right.
Hey, yo, one more question. I wanted to ask you, so, like, what do you think about social media and, like, nowadays, you know, because, like, it'd be some dudes that'd be, like, dogging females would be, like, you know, Instagram thoughts and things like that. And like, all
Hey, bro, but, social media is for motherfuckers that are afraid to meet and greet in person. The motherfuckers take everybody you talking about on social media, take on some kind of persona that ain't them when you meet them in person. I don't give a fuck if it's just Facebook or a motherfucker posting about a meal they had. They ain't who they are. They on social media, so they pretend it. That's what I think about it. Hey, 561, I see you, man. What's up?
What's going on, Professor Dixon?
Nothing. What's happening with you? Who is this?
This Norman. Norman Franklin.
Norman Franklin, goddammit. What's that? You called me professor. I knew you had to be a student. What's up?
Not much, man. You did your thing on the screen.
Oh, you talking about
what do you think about
you talking about Kings?
Yeah, you did your thing on the screen.
Yeah. What's up?
What about have you ever thought about the stage? Doing
the
stage play?
No.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that shit. Yo, I ain't no actor, man. To be a good actor,
man,
you got to be to be a good actor, you got to be willing to kiss a dude.
Well, I don't know about that part, but I know that cast, everything was just, it looked real good. My question Professor Dixon.
Hey, bro, that's because we ain't actors. We all people from the streets.
You know, I wanted to tell you that. I wanted to say, if you watch a film, you know, you want to walk away, man, like, that was real. And I wanted to tell you that, man, that looked real.
Yeah, it's good, Norman. Hey, Norman, I got to holler at you, man. Hit me on my email.
Okay, hey, I got a question before I go.
What's that?
How do you envision your school going for the next 20 to 30 years? What is your vision for your school that you created?
Well, my vision is that it expands and that the curriculum broadens. Right now, we only dealing with male confidence, but I want to deal with a range of areas to focus on, not only with men, but people in general. But initially, my next expansion as far as Sidewalk University is going to be something else for men. It's not going to actually be for the public, but it is going to be for men. But in 20 years, I do not see myself being University of Berkeley, but I do see myself being a known, doggone institution that graduates straight A students that can do what they graduated in the day they graduated. They don't need no prep.
All right. Thank you, Professor Dixon.
You know it. Be cool. 202, what's up?
What's up, bud? It's Gents Jonathan.
Jonathan Gentry. Good, what's happening? Hey, Errol told me what y'all did, man. What's up?
I just wanted to say to you that, you know, individuals that are not interested in joining SWU but are trying to call in to piecemeal these little pieces of information, hopefully to try and find a solution to a real problem, they'll never get it. You have to commit. And if you don't commit, meaning you do not put 100% effort into whatever it is that you're thinking, you are not going to get the results that you're looking for. It's going to keep spinning in those small circles. Yes, what Earl and I did today was just off of the cuff, but it was happening in real time. And it was just what we were doing because we were inspired by each other and the environment. It's what we would do if we were alone. But what happens when you get two animals in the room? It's just natural for that to happen. We were vibing off of each other. You know?
Hey, no competition. That motherfucker wasn't gonna be sharper than you. I know you thought that.
Oh hell yeah, you already know that. He looking me in my eyes, I'm looking him in his eyes.
we ain't scared of that goddamn shit. Hey, but
at
bro,
all, man.
Hey, that's what it's about. That's why you had so much fun, because you was doing what the fuck you wanted to do, the way you wanted to do it, when you wanted to do it, the way you wanted to do it is just dope. And I'm glad you called.
And that's the only way, bud. That's the only way, man. The go-getters way, you know? The only way. The only way.
Hey, the what way?
The go-getters way.
The go-getters way. SWU go-getters. Hey, did you guys notice, or do you guys notice, it ain't often, but whenever you hear from a motherfucker that graduated from Sidewalk University, that motherfucker talking way above whatever the fuck is going on. Because not only is he just a selfish and conceited bastard talking about himself, he's talking about how sharp whatever it is he's been doing and made him become. Hey, 561, are you new? Or you just get up there, or did I miss have you already?
You already took my call.
Okay. All right, now. Man, this has been great. A whole hour, and I haven't even got into what the fuck I want to talk about. Shit. See, I don't know if you guys from my neighborhood, anybody, but if you are, you remember Olympic School, the elementary school. And I'm going to be Mr. Peter. Let's Caesar. He was the best teacher in fucking school, the entire school. He wasn't even my teacher, but I liked him very much. You could tell he was there for us. And everything we did, or whatever it was, he was there. Playground shit, community stuff, and all the shit that adolescents have to deal with, he was always there, which is what I'm going to be or wanted to be as far as when I got my degrees. Anyway, that was not to be. And I ended up on this path. Now, this path and my writing has been my salvation. That's why I'm always here, on time, and will never fail you. I can make that statement. I owe you motherfuckers, which you don't understand. I owe you big time. You don't realize how much you have to do with my progression. So I'm going to salute to you. And I'm going to tell you to look for that book, Single Mother, He's Your Son. Because I'm telling you, I wanted to be the real Superman. You know where people say, Lords, no. It's a group of planes flying in a unique pattern. No. The go-getters. They're a unique group in some Sidewalk University flying around flaunting their manhood. You know Sidewalk University, that new university that's graduating men to the top of the food chain. Well, according to the women that they are dealing with. Man, this all could be you. This all could be a lie. But if you simply want something, that's what it's going to be. Something you continually want. If you're willing to do more than want it, you willing, the moment you see it, you're prepared to go get it? Well, I mean, that's what I teach at Sidewalk University. That's what the people there learn to do and understand. Women, jobs, peace of mind, street savvy, and a firm knowledge of who they are. Adhering to principles acquired as active learning takes place in their lives. Now, these are only a few of the benefits of the confidence program that I have at Sidewalk University. And it's getting better all the time. It's getting so much fucking better all the time. I remember that was a song from the Beatles. It's getting so much better all the time. Them motherfuckers were some cool white boys. People don't really know this about them, but they made mood music. And shit. One that I love was I'm Flying. Now, it was mostly music, sort of jazzy, but it was dope from them psychedelic motherfuckers. You know, I'm a fan of different types of music, but the one constant has always been jazz for me. Now, the Beatles did a fucking album, and I could never find it, but they showed their abilities as musicians, and they was influenced by a lot of black jazz and blues musicians. And this is the dopest album I ever heard from, especially a hippie-type band. I can swear, and you ain't gonna believe it, this is another subject, but I can swear we just got done celebrating Christmas last month. I mean, it seems like it was last month, because that's how fast time flies. Here we are coming up on the time, you know, you're gonna want to have somebody special, the holidays. Well, I know it's that time of the year for me. You know, not that I need the holidays to appreciate my women, but it is a time when I contemplate the big picture more than other times. You know, I'm up here in Vegas and it's hot as fuck. And I'm wondering what you motherfuckers are doing in this catch-a-bitch weather. I mean, I'll tell you what I used to do about 3 p.m., you know, whatever hoes house I was at, I'd tell her to run my bath while I think of what I wanted to wear. As long as my water was perfect, you know, I'd jump in the tub, take care of my grooming. When I'm done, I walk into my closet and start fucking looking for something to match my mood as far as what I was thinking waiting on my bath. I feel mauve today. I look in my closet and choose my motherfucking David Eden's fucking mauve gaiters with the matching belt and my mauve socks and boxers. I don't know about you, but I got a match from my drawers to my socks to my belt to my slacks and shirt. First things first. And now that I got that done, I set that shit aside and get one of my Gino Capellis or my Adolfo's or get one of my DeMonte shirts to match my belt in gaiters. Hey, shirt, belt, shoes, socks, must match. Especially if you want to be fly. Once I get my shirt fitting just right, I slip into my slacks and already got matching undergarments on. So, you know, now I just want to make sure my slacks are right. Right color, the right tone with my shirt. And I, you know, make sure that I put my shoes on and search out the perfect tie. Now, there are many combos you can make with your tie and shirt, but I'm thinking more on the same color type move. You know, a tie that has the color of my shirt and my suit in it. And once I choose that, I get up. I get up in a motherfucking a tie that goddamn knot into a ball square knot. Then I look in my hall closet at a full view of myself. Damn, nigga! I am one sly motherfucker. And then I take my jacket off, smoke me a joint. You know, while I choose for my 180 bottles of cologne. Then I go out and look in my backyard while I fuck with my pit. All the while, fully dressed except for my jacket. You want to know why I do that? Because no other motherfucker do it. And I start my night out being different. Now run and tell that. See, I have a plan for how I start my night out. That's because I got a plan for every goddamn thing. When you down and dirty and you own the crowd, you don't miss much. It's, you're driving, you're on the track or wherever you're at, and over there you see that loose bitch that you was talking to last night. Now, do I give her another chance? Shit, she might be thinking differently tonight. Yeah, that's just why I ain't fucking with that bitch. She's a flippin' bitch. Nigga on the prowl that's hungrier than a Timberwolf and white around the mouth is Al Jolson. But the bitch will never know it. A nigga do not want a flippin' bitch. Even if she pays a nigga properly, you know, look good, you know, take care of the house and shit. But she might be here today, going tomorrow, fuck that bitch. Nigga don't want no flippin' bitch. I'll just save my conversation for any bitch. Except that bitch. Now down the block a little further, I see a little square at the bus stop. And I get to think of shit, I need a bus ride. So I pull over in some parking lot and walk up to the bus stop. And she's still there. Ma'am, is this for the 73? Yes, she responded. And I say to myself, shoot, baby responded way too fast. I must have some action. Man, I waited a second and asked, are you going downtown? I'm married and not available, she said, frankly. I smiled at her and said, tell that lucky bastard he's a really lucky man. Tell him I said that. And I said that as I walked off, looking at my watch. Shit. 1 minute and 15 seconds to find out this bitch ain't shit. I'm getting slow. I ain't been hungry in a while. But a nigga gotta stay busy. Stay, baby. You know what I'm saying? That's how it goes. This is just one or a couple of minutes in my life. You know, I'm the kind of motherfucker that, you know, question women who say men ain't shit too fast. You know, some of you guys let women say shit like that. I don't. Is the man who steps up to take care of someone else's kids a strong man? You know, my friend and I had different reasons, but we really agreed that, you know, taking care of somebody else's kid does not make you a strong man. See, we both agreed that taking care of the woman you decided to deal with does involve you taking care of her kids. Now, taking care of her includes her kids, but basing a man's strength solely on the fact he would take care of somebody else's kids sounds too much like sucker shit to me. Because there's too many bullshit ways to describe things. A strong man is just like a strong woman, quiet, unless motivated to be otherwise. Sure, because of their confidence, aware because of their position in life, responsible because anything that comes with balling, they can and will handle it. And all together, they're just a hell of a mate. Because either one of them know how to get busy. I'm kind of talking about myself, but really, you, that guy over there, we all have these different definitions of shit. And it's only because the original definition is too strong for a weak motherfucker to go for. I know there are strong men and women, and I know I'm one of them. Are you? Are you, bro? What about you, sis? Because I know you women be listening. We doing a reality check here, and ain't talking about shit, Joe Blow's motherfucking definition. We talking about true strength. Are you with the strong? Do you realize that tomorrow will be old news next week? I try to tell myself that I need to relax because I know shit like what I just said. You know, I get to thinking I'm getting too old to be running like I be running. Then I think, if I'm running just to be running, I am too old for that shit. But I'm running paving the way for my golden years. You can't blame me for that. And they're right around the corner. I mean, I don't have to have full health, you know, for the rest of my life. I'd like to. I know if I would have done this running earlier in my life, I'd be like bored to death right now with nothing to do. So, old is what old does. Young motherfuckers run so their golden years will be lived in bliss. Old motherfuckers sit and enjoy the fruits of their labor. I mean, I didn't really ever believe that type of shit. You know, and now that I can qualify to be an old motherfucker, shit. Who sit and just watch the days turn to night and the grass grow? Shit. I passed on that shit. I live now for my golden years. Because the years that, you know, they determined was golden, 60s and 70s, that shit is outdated. Golden years are 80s and 90s now. Shit. So, if I put my efforts in overdrive, this shit that I'm doing with y'all, just right fit the bill for me and my golden years. And if not, I'm going to keep pushing. Anyway, I know I was recently on the show and we talked about being selfish and conceited. Of course, the host was initially against either of them. Until I broke it down the way, you know, my alumni feel about those two words. Ensuring your well-being or your own survival, in my opinion, is not in any regards a bad thing. But it is being selfish. The very idea that it's a bad thing is like ludicrous, in my opinion. Believing you need to be selfish is a tool. It's a tool that my alumni deem important and necessary. Now, I'm branching out, and my goal is to be in three or four different channels. And my message is clear, and it's actually picking up steam. I, as a former parent, have the keys to what is important to any woman. And I know what's most important is being a stand-up man about what the fuck you say out your mouth. I don't believe you guys understand that it's easier said than done. Even though I love what I do these days. Man, I see this fucking private call. Private caller, what's up?
Hey, what's up, bud? Hey, question with this motherfucker end of the world bullshit coming. How are we going to get prepared? Because all this shit is looking very bad. Fucking Republican, Democrat, motherfucker, idiot.
Hey, brother.
Yeah.
I don't believe that shit, man. I really don't want to talk about that. Is that what you want to talk about? Because I don't.
Nah, fuck it. And then my other question is that furniture you got from that storage where you paid a little bit and got all that. How do we get up on that kind of shit? Because I heard that fucked up about you dropped the TV. I wish you called me to help your ass, but.
hey, but that shit is you gotta bid on some storage rooms. You see that program called Storage Wars. That's what they be doing.
That's what Bud did. Bud, Double D, Last D, whatever the fuck you want.
Man,
to see.
Hey,
I love
man,
that
I'm,
shit, Bud.
I got that shit.
That's
man.
My dog.
It was at least $9,000 worth of shit, $1,500.
All right, Bud. Hey, thanks for taking my call, Bud. Love the fuck out, y'all. And Lemon.
All right, man. Be cool. So, you know, I've kind of been lucky in regards to my endeavors. Because all of the motherfucking endeavors I choose have been rewarding in one way or another. And it's up to you to follow the path you've determined that's going to get you to where you're supposed to be in your life. If you don't have a path to follow, You're just wandering around with no direction. See, you haven't determined where you want to go yet. You haven't said to yourself where you want to go. And I wonder what the hell are you waiting on? When you look in the mirror and ask yourself, no, when you look in the mirror, why don't you ask yourself, what are the three most powerful people, who are the three most powerful people I know personally? And you know what your answer should be? Me, myself, and I. What a powerful combination of personal strength when you can look at yourself and honestly say that shit. What a pleasure it is to go to bed. I mean, most nights I go to bed planning to fucking create a path for tomorrow. But these recent nights, I've been going to bed realizing I'm already on my path for tomorrow. It's just such a major difference in how you take that last breath before you go to sleep. And just take my advice. Whatever your goals are, make sure they're lofty enough that when you reach them, motherfuckers, they make you feel like you're 40 feet tall. That's the way I roll. And that's the way I think we should roll. Now, there's a lot of dudes who claim to be able to teach you how to fucking, you know, get at a woman. And they all tell you all kinds of things except how to get at a woman. What is a tool? Well, a tool is something you can use to assist you in your endeavors. And what you get in my tools are real conversations that's going to work for you. What's more, my tools tell you the why what you're listening to is going to work. I mean, here's something about how to catch is one thing, but to be able to see the reasoning in it, I mean, to see that reasoning in action and be able to understand why, you know, what's going on will result in, you know, your fantasies being realized. I mean, that's something much more powerful. This is what you get in each tool you buy. And the reality of it is, there's no detox center for this. There's no detox center for the dope you about to get hooked on if you fuck with me. My consciousness course is helping me right now. I mean, as I embark on all this shit that I had no idea I'd be doing. So, what do I tell you? I want my EVPs, and that's, you know, always to be playing. And you will be ready if you're always playing. Always be playing. Because I faced my fears of failing in this venture. And I faced it by attacking it with all I have. So there's no giving in to fear in me. Although I experience fear a lot. I mean, any given month, I experience fear. But my course have prepared me to critically think about different things. And I involve myself in things that, you know, requires deep thought. And I'm realizing the initial anxiety I experience about different shit is only natural because of how important this shit is to me. I mean, you know, anxiety. Hold on for a second. Yeah, but anyway, there's no giving in to fear. I mean, I experience anxiety. And if shit is important to you, you should be a little anxious about it. And you, that knowledge that I accept just makes me know I'll, you know, be my usual fly self in this endeavor too. Because my whole life has been important to my future. Just let me explain this, then I'm going to go. The first month.
What?
Yeah. The first month at Sidewalk University is, you know, like elementary school. And you're going to learn all the different basics. The second month is like high, junior high, where you learn where to use the shit you learn in that first month. And then the last month, you get to learn how to own that shit you learn. And you do that by taking your ass out and showing me what you know. Now, wouldn't it be great if, I mean, I think it would, maybe you might not, but you know, if I was able to start a elementary school or even some kind of after-school program where we tutor students in, you know, in our hoods. I would even be willing to start a citizen community center like the one we had in the Crest. We had a home on the corner of Gateway and Griffin, you know, and it was converted into a community center. Kids came from all over the community to get help with schoolwork or simply to hang out in a safe environment and or simply to get away from home. But the good thing about it, it was a community project and it was run by members of the community. Members from the community opened and closed it every day. And I don't know what it should be, but I do know this should be something close, something done to reach the younger kids. 773, what's up?
Peace, Rosebud. What's going on, my brother?
Nothing. What's happening with you, bro?
Cool, man. You know, loving life and everything. My brother, I'm just calling in because I love your shows and I've been knowing about you since American Pimp, you know, like. So I've known and listened to a lot of what you say, which is facts. So I'm calling to ask you for some type of advice you would give me. I'm just getting out of a 5-year relationship, right, with my ex-girlfriend, right? And within those 5 years, I dealt with over like 20 different women. Like, it was crazy, chaos, all types of love triangles, all types of crazy ass shit.
What you want to ask, like, bro?
So now it seems like I've kind of lost myself because even though I was dealing with those other women, the girl I was with for 5 years, like, she still had my heart. So now that we're not together, it kind of seems like when I talk to other girls, she's still on my mind.
Well, she so is like, on your mind. Bro, she is on your mind. Do you get her off?
Man,
listen. Go out. Fuck with other women. And quit living in the past. That bitch gone.
Dig it.
That's my advice, man. Okay, look, like I'm saying, I want to do something for the kids before life get them and chew them up and spit them out. I mean, shit always be happening. I was talking to this motherfucker for like 10, 15 minutes when he said, You're a selfish, full of yourself, conceited bastard, Rosebud. Man, I looked at that motherfucking reach for Kleenex, the hand to him. And you know what I told that motherfucker, man? Yeah, man, you better wipe your glasses off so you can see. I thought you could see that shit when you started talking to me. See, most of you motherfuckers misunderstand me. I know I scream pimp this and pimp that most of the time, and I'm, you know, hard or rough or whatever. But that's because that's who I am. I couldn't tell you how to fucking be a welder and tell you the right burn and is best or whatever the fuck. That would be like a motherfucker trying, football player trying to tell a basketball player how to do a crossover. Do you think a basketball player can tell your ass how to withstand a middle linebacker's hit that he's going to pull on you? I know the ins and outs of my game, not all games. Then in the game, period, you're going to learn about all kind of motherfucking shit. So, for the record, I respect each and every aspect of the game, but I pimped for mine. This has been a long growth period, my third. During my second growth period, I grew to understand helping people. And I was going to help my neighbors, my black neighbors especially, but I go fair with whoever my neighbor is, no race distinction involved. But if I win this year, I'm going to look into that motherfucking center I was telling you about. I may even get a home base for Sidewalk University and have a part of it turned into a community center. It's all ideas now. But I'm going to go hard on it. Sidewalk University is too valuable to stop where it is now. I'm gone. This is some good shit, y'all. I really like it.